Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons with me, Simon Mundy, in which we revisit a nugget from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. This week's nugget, or nuggets, comes from Jimmy Chin, the Oscar-winning director of the outstanding film Free Solo. And just as a little side note, I've interviewed Alex Honnold, the star of that film too, so check that episode out. But Jimmy has directed loads of other amazing films too, and he's a National Geographic photographer, as well as being a professional climber. Now, growing up, Jimmy was pushed really hard by his parents, both in academia and also in extracurricular activities like music. So when Jimmy fell in love with climbing, it's fair to say his parents were not best pleased. Now, he didn't know where his love of climbing would lead, but it has paid off big time. And that has prompted two great lessons, which Jimmy Chin shared with me. One, commit to something and figure it out, as he did. And second, while it's important not to take too big a risk in life, another great danger comes from not risking enough.
There are two great risks in life: risking too much and risking too little. And, you know, I think we focus a lot on risking too much, which is understandable, and that's how people survive. But this idea of risking too little, I don't know if that's talked about as much, you know, because there are costs to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And going through life without taking any risks, because the opportunity cost is like achieving something great, or because anytime you're trying to do something big, there's no way to achieve anything great without taking risks.
The first great risk you took then was in eschewing the path that was laid out so clearly for you and following your heart.
Yes.
Can you just tell us about that? And also about the how you felt with the climbing.
No, I mean, I think anytime anyone chooses to follow their heart and their passion, that is basically the most vulnerable you can be. You know, whether that's in a relationship or in what you do, because you're laying yourself out there and it's extraordinarily vulnerable, because either getting denied or failing to achieve this thing that you have put your whole heart into in your life or your career. Whenever you do that, I think it's a huge risk emotionally, sometimes in my world physically. But, you know, I think that that's when people are the most vulnerable. I chose to go that way. I felt very vulnerable. I felt like I was letting a lot of people down. I was questioning, like, who am I to decide to do something like this when that is not the expectation of my parents or of society or of a lot of my peers that I went to school with, you know? So it felt really risky, and I was filled with, endless doubt. Like, is this the right thing to do? And it took some while, it took some time to feel comfortable with it. I mean, many, many years, like 10 years, you know, maybe longer. I don't know. I mean, it was, you know, you're never sure, because you think, wow, this path seems so much more risky and a lot harder. Why did I choose this way? Maybe I should have just taken an easier path.
Yeah.
But everybody's path is strewn with challenges and doubt, I think. So,
okay. So when you decided to go against your parents' wishes, ultimately, and like you say, you had all these doubts going around, but there was something in you that was just, your heart was just like, you have no choice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was, that part was probably what drove me to do what I do. I was so enamored with climbing and the lifestyle and the places that it took me. It was as if I couldn't not do it. I loved the people that I was meeting. I loved spending time in these extraordinary landscapes. There was no other experience I had in my life that combined so many different aspects of life that felt adventurous and intellectually stimulating and challenging and a little scary and sometimes really scary and really fun. And I lived like a vagabond, and I did really funny, odd jobs to kind of support it. And I was like, well, this probably isn't what my parents pictured for me. I was like shoveling roofs on like the mansions in Jackson. I was valet parking. I was waiting tables and delivering Christmas trees. I mean, it was whatever I could do to like make enough to just keep doing what I was doing. Because what I was doing was, you know, absolutely awesome for me.
Yeah. And I had two different anecdotes, stories. One from your sister, who said during this 7-year period, she'd ring you, you know, and you're living out of a vehicle, and she would always say, you know, how are you? And you'd be like, I am so, so happy. Right. That was the one. And then on the other side, your parents would be like, several thousand years of Chinese language, and there isn't a single word for what you're doing. Like, so there was, so this, it, again, there's that sort of, that clash, but you made peace with that. With what you've now gone on to achieve, Oscar winner, photography, the rescue, your book, how do you think your parents would feel about what you have done?
Yeah, I mean, I think, so both of my parents have passed, but I think when I started shooting for National Geographic, that's when my parents were like, oh, that seems pretty legitimate. Like, we've gotten National Geographic, you know?
Yeah. I've got another mantra of yours that sprung to mind when you spoke about the 20s and not having it quite so figured out, which I think, by the way, is a really, this is beautiful, which is commit and figure it out. So if you commit full on, magic happens, because you can't have known the way things were going to pan out for you, you know, but in the first place, all you did was go, right, I'm going to follow my heart and see where it takes me. And that's it, right? And the older I've got, the more I've realized it's like, forget the 5-year plan. It's follow your heart and see what's waiting for you. Would you agree with that?
No, 100%. It is how I've shaped my life. I think that idea of commit and figure it out is also a mantra that I've lived by, because it was just all about discovery. I didn't know I was going to be a photographer. I didn't even think I wanted to be a photographer. I certainly never thought that I was going to be a filmmaker. It was only in following circuitous path that I've been following that I landed there, and I ended up making films.
Oscar winning films, just as an FYI.
Sure. So it is, I think it's important to discover for yourself what it is that you're meant to do. But it generally starts with having to commit to something. And that commitment is where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Because I committed to climbing, and climbing led me to photography, which led me to filmmaking, But at the heart of what I do, I still make half of my living as a professional athlete. You know, it's like, that's kind of like my day job. I had to commit to that, and it's still a huge part of my life.
Thank you for listening to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons. And if you'd like to get in touch with any thoughts, ideas, suggestions, or questions, please visit simonmundy.com.